accordingly, 50 males and 50 females of the Andean and Fonta posterity, representing the survival of the best strains of that unique race, were chosen by the life carriers. With one or two exceptions, these Andeanite contributors to the advancement of the race were strangers to one another. They were assembled from widely separated places by coordinated thought adjuster direction and seraphic guidance at the threshold of the planetary headquarters of the Prince. Here the 100 human subjects were given into the hands of the highly skilled volunteer commission from Avalon, who directed the material extraction of a portion of the life plasm of these Andean descendants. This living material was then transferred to the material bodies constructed for the use of the 100 Jerusalemite members of the prince's staff. Meantime, these newly arrived citizens of the system capital were held in the sleep of seraphic transport.